Welcome back. Today we're getting into one of the most powerful, most pro arranger moves in drum and bass, using automation lanes to control break density. And when I say density, I don't just mean louder or brighter or more distortion. Think of density as controlled entropy. More variation, more texture, more motion while the core backbeat stays readable. If your snare starts disappearing, you didn't add energy, you added clutter. By the end of this lesson, you'll have one break that can behave like multiple layers. Tight and minimal in the intro, rolling in the build, full pressure in the drop, and then a variation that feels intentional, not random, all by drawing automation. All right, open Ableton Live. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is in the pocket, but 174 is the classic. Create a MIDI track and name it Break Main. Grab a break sample. Amen, think. Funky drummer, anything in that world. Ideally a clean one bar or two bar loop. Now we're going to slice it in simpler, because sliced playback is the foundation of density control. Drag the audio onto simpler, not sampler. In simpler, switch to slice mode. For slice by, start with transient. That's usually the most musical for breaks. If the loop is super consistent, you can experiment with 1/16, but transient slicing gets you that natural drummer phrasing. Warp setting. If the sample is already tight, you can turn warp off in the sample view. If it needs help, leave warp on and try beats mode. The idea is, get it stable, but don't destroy the transients. Your goal here is simple. MIDI notes now trigger slices. That means you can keep the rhythm constant, but automate how intense it feels. Next, let's create the bassline groove. Make a one bar or two bar MIDI clip and program a moderately sparse pattern. This is important. Don't start with maximum chaos. You want a low-density bassline so you have somewhere to go. D&B mindset. Your kick and snare pattern is the spine. The break is the motion between. So we're going to make the break feel like it's evolving around that spine. Now the device chain. This is where we build our density controls. On break main, load these in order. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz. We're not trying to get sub from the break. We're trying to keep the sub clean for the actual sub and kick. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Don't overdo it. Small moves. Next, auto filter. This is your brightness density control. Set it to LP24. Start the frequency around 8 to 12 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Subtle bite, not a whistle. Then drum bus. This is impact density. It makes the break feel closer and more urgent. Drive somewhere like 5 to 20% depending on the sample. Crunch from 0 to 20%. Boom usually off for breaks in D&B. Let the low end stay clean. Next, saturator. Harmonic density. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB to start. Soft clip on. Then gate. This is the sneaky one. Gating is a density trick because tails are density. If you shorten tails, the break gets cleaner and tighter. If you let tails through, it gets textural and busy. Start with threshold around minus 25 dB, but you'll adjust. Return around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Floor at negative infinity if you want hard chops. Optional but helpful. Utility for gain staging and any mono considerations. Especially remember, keep things stable in the low mids when the bass is heavy. Okay, now we automate. Switch to arrangement view because it's easier to write a narrative. Press A to show automation lanes. Before we draw anything, here's a coach rule that will save you. Automation hierarchy. Pick one primary lane that tells the story. Usually filter cutoff, or a macro if you build one. Secondary lanes do medium moves every 8 bars. Accent lanes do tiny spikes in the last 8th note or last quarter note of a phrase. If you try to make 5 big moves at once, it won't sound like energy. It'll sound like why is everything changing? Let's start with auto filter frequency. This is brightness density. For an intro or breakdown, keep it darker, like 4 to 7 kHz. For a drop, open it up to around 10 to 16 kHz. And instead of snapping it, draw gentle ramps. D&B loves continuous evolution. Even when the drums are repetitive, the tone can be quietly moving. Next lane. Drum bus drive. Think of this as impact density. It brings the transient forward, adds harmonics, and makes the break feel busier without changing the notes. Low energy sections, maybe 5 to 10%, drop, 12 to 25%. And here's a really usable move, for the last half bar of a phrase, spike it up quickly, then pull it back right after the downbeat. That's like a mini adrenaline hit. Next, saturator drive. This is harmonic density, and it's best in smaller amounts than people think. Baseline 2 to 4 dB, drop 4 to 7 dB, and then tiny push moments, plus 1 to 2 dB for a beat or two. Important teacher note here, watch your gain staging. Drive adds level, so if you automate drive up, your track might get louder and feel better just because it's louder. That's misleading. If you need to, use saturator output or utility after the chain to keep the perceived loudness more consistent. Next, gate threshold. This one is about tight versus washy. Higher threshold means the gate closes more, so you get more chop and less tail. That can feel cleaner and sometimes less dense, because there's less smear. Lower threshold means more tail gets through, which can feel denser and more textured. Try this relationship. In the drop, slightly lower the threshold so the brake breathes and fills space. When the bass gets super busy, slightly raise the threshold so the drums don't smear into the bass mid-range. And one more practical thing. Smoothing matters. If you get clicks or sudden harshness, it's often steep automation on filter cutoff or gate threshold. Give it tiny ramps. Even 10 to 30 milliseconds can remove the click and make it feel intentional. Now, let's add controlled chaos. Density isn't just tone, it's moments of micro-editing. We're going to use a stock tool, beat repeat. Add beat repeat at the end of the chain. Set interval to 1 bar. Set grid to 1/16. If you want more spice later, try 1/32. Set chance to 0%, because we'll automate it. Variation around 0 to 20%. Gate around 50 to 80%. Now automate chance. Keep it at 0 most of the time. Then on the last half bar of a phrase, like bar 8, 16, 32, bump it to around 15 to 35%. This is punctuation. If it happens constantly, it stops being special and starts sounding like the track is falling apart. If you don't want beat repeat, the alternative is auto pan as a clean gator. Drop auto pan on. Set phase to 0 so it becomes volume modulation instead of panning. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16. Automate amount from 0 up to 30 to 70% for fills and high energy sections. It's clean, rhythmic, and mix friendly. Now let's map this into a simple 32-bar narrative, because arrangement is where density really matters. Bars 1 through 9, intro, filter darker, around 5 to 8kHz, low drum bus drive, no stutters. Bars 9 through 17, build, gradually open the filter, slightly increase drum bus drive, add tiny beat repeat chance bumps only at phrase ends. Bars 17 through 33, drop, filter open, like 12 to 16kHz, drive up. Saturator up slightly. Controlled fills every 8 bars. Bars 33 through 41. Variation. Here's where pros do contrast. Pull the filter down briefly. Yes, down. It creates space so the next push feels bigger. If bass is heavy here, tighten the gate a bit, and do one bigger stutter moment to signal the section change. That contrast idea is huge. Sometimes the hardest drop isn't the one that's always climbing. It's the one that does a quick density dip and then slams back in. Now, let's level this up with the best practice that will keep your project clean. Clip envelopes versus arrangement automation. If there's something that repeats every bar, like a tiny cutoff wobble, do that as a clip envelope so it loops naturally. If it's a one-time story moment, like bar 33 opening for a variation, do that in arrangement automation. This prevents the classic "why is this moving?" confusion when you open the set later. Let's add one more high-value concept, the density macro rack. If you want this to feel like a single instrument, group your effects into an auto effect rack. Create one macro called density. Map auto filter cutoff with a wide range. Map drum bus drive with a moderate range. Map saturator drive with a small range. Map gate threshold with a small range, and invert it if needed so turning density up feels natural. And map beat repeat chance only at the top end of the macro so it doesn't trigger until the macro is high, like from 90 to 127. Now you can write one automation lane that tells the story, and only add a couple of supporting lanes if you need to refine. Quick gain staging checkpoint, because automation loves to surprise you. After you finish, temporarily put a limiter at the end with the ceiling at minus 1 dB. Play through the loudest section and watch where peaks jump when automation hits. Then remove the limiter and fix the cause properly, with output trims or smaller drive moves. The limiter is just a flashlight, not the solution. Common mistakes to avoid: automating too many things at once, which blurs the groove. Oversaturating without managing output, which turns dense into harsh. Opening the filter too wide in the drop, which can mask hats and fatigue listeners. Overusing beat repeat so it stops being punctuation. And forgetting the bass relationship, Dense breaks can fight res mids, so automate density around base phrases, not against them. Now a mini practice exercise, and this is a really good test of whether you're doing density the right way. Make a 16-bar loop, where the break gets noticeably denser every 4 bars, without changing the MIDI notes. Automate only. Auto filter frequency, drum bus drive, and beat repeat chance, or auto pan amount. Bars 1 to 4, low density. Bars 5 to 8, medium. Bars 9 to 12, high. Bars 13 to 16, peak density, with one fill on bar 16. Then do the self-check. Mute all automation. If the groove falls apart, your automation was acting like damage control. But if the groove still works and the automation feels like energy shaping, you nailed it. Let's recap the big idea. Break density in drum and bass is often an automation problem, not a more samples problem. Use filter or cutoff for brightness density, drum bus and saturator for harmonic and impact density, and gate for tail control. Add controlled chaos with beat repeat chance or auto pan gator. And map density over phrases 8, 16, 32 bars, so your track evolves like a proper roller. If you tell me what subgenre you're aiming for, liquid, neuro, jungle, or minimal rollers, I can suggest a specific density map and macro ranges that match that vibe.